more calls for new gun legislation. I'm Jack Callahan, Fox News. In the wake of the school shooting in Uvalde, Texas, that left 19 fourth graders dead. But quick action seems unlikely.
Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer is actually signaling House-passed bills expanding background check requirement for firearm purchases won't likely be voted on anytime soon in the evenly split Senate.
I believe that accountability votes are important. But sadly, this isn't a case of the American people not knowing where their senators stand.
Previous efforts, as you probably know, on gun control have failed in the Senate, unable to overcome the 60-vote filibuster threshold.
Fox's Kevin Cork in Washington. Texas Governor Greg Abbott says high crime rates in cities like Chicago and Washington prove that stricter gun laws are ineffective. And Florida Republican Senator Marco Rubio says we should instead focus on the people likely to become mass shooters.
These are people that want to harm people in a mass scale, and the instrument they use in many cases are guns, but that sentiment of wanting to hurt people is the one we really need to really focus on.
Senator Rubio telling Fox's Primetime with Jesse Waters there are risk assessment tools available to identify those who could commit heinous crimes. President Biden says he will visit Uvalde to personally offer his condolences to family members sometime in the next few days. On Wednesday, he signed an executive order on police reform.
Raises standards. Bans chokeholds, restricts no-knock warrants, tightens use of force policies to emphasize de-escalation, and duty to intervene to stop another officer from using executive force.
Which the president says didn't happen 2 years ago Wednesday when George Floyd died in police custody. The president's order only applies to federal law enforcement agencies. There will be a recount in the Pennsylvania Republican Senate primary, triggered automatically because Dr. Mehmet Oz's lead over David McCormick is less than 0.5%. America is listening to Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
Hey there, it's me, Kennedy. Make sure to check out my podcast, Kennedy Saves the World. It is 5 days a week, every week. Download and listen at foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you listen to your favorite podcast.
Nothing like high gasoline prices to put a charge in electric vehicle sales.
Ernst & Young out with a big study on worldwide adoption of EVs. They say we've reached a tipping point. For the first time, more than 50% of car buyers worldwide say they want an EV. Interest highest in Italy and China, lowest in Australia and the U.S. But the difficulty getting them right now because of chip shortages is a missed opportunity, says Kevin Roberts of CarsGuru.com.
New vehicle production's been hampered with a large number of supply chain issues over the past year plus now. And so it's really just kind of an unfortunate timing where, you know, as gas prices are going up.
At the EVgo charging stations in Mount Laurel, New Jersey, I'm Jeff Flock, Fox News.
Oklahoma's Governor Kevin Stitt has signed into law the country's toughest abortion restrictions, virtually banning the procedure in the state except in documented cases of rape or incest or to save the mother's life. A convicted killer in Texas is leaving death row upright. The Texas Court of Criminal Appeals ruling that Juan Ramon Meza Segundo does not qualify for execution because he is intellectually disabled. Segundo was convicted of raping and strangling an 11-year-old Fort Worth girl who died in 1986. He could be eligible for parole in 4 years. A former reality TV star will likely be in prison longer than that, based on his sentencing Wednesday.
Josh Duggar was sentenced to roughly 12 and a half years in prison after he was convicted of receiving and possessing child pornography in December. Prosecutors asked the judge for the maximum term of 20 years for Duggar, who was part of the larger family at the center of TLC's hit series, 19 Kids and Counting. Duggar was arrested in April of 2021 after a Little Rock police detective found child porn files were being shared by a computer traced to the former reality star. Michelle Polino, Fox News.
And I'm Jack Callahan. This is Fox News.
Kudlow on Fox Business is now on the go for podcast fans. Get key interviews with the biggest business newsmakers of the day. The Kudlow podcast will be available on the go after the show every weekday at foxbusinesspodcasts.com or wherever you download your favorite podcasts.